Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the podcast that explores the world within and out. And thank you for subscribing to Traveling Inside Out, wherever you get your podcast from. And if you could make the time and do me a favor to also rate or comment, that would be amazing. Thank you. Before getting into the episode, I just want to address something about the last time's episode. I am aware that the quality of the sound and the image was not great. I am struggling to understand how internet works in this country. And remember, I have moved to the United States quite a while back. I don't know if it's my laptop at fault, or if it's we already changed some things for the internet and yet it keeps failing on me. So it's work in progress. I'm working on fixing this, but unfortunately I will have to roll with the punches. Thank you for your understanding. Here's the truth. This was my sixth time ever going to see a night TV talk show, however you want to call it. But this time was different. So let me back up. I have written on my blog, which you can find it at alinaigrad.com. I wrote about my experience in previous times where I've been to this kind of talk shows. The last time was last year in February, when Chelsea Handler was the guest host for Daily Show. Now, obviously, I received promo. And I received the promo because I have been following and I'm watching and I'm clicking on everything that is Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers. These are my main two. And then Daily Show was from time to time. I don't like Jimmy Fallon, I'm just going to say it. And Jimmy Kimmel. The two Jimmys are like, for me. So, and I've also been to a morning show, to the morning, Good Morning America. Anyway, coming to the Stephen Colbert, obviously you know what I'm talking about because you read the title of the episode. So, I received a promo. So, it was literally an ad on Facebook in which they were saying that they're going to record a live show during Super Bowl and they need people. And it was on a Sunday. The Super Bowl is one of the biggest sport events, or if it's not the biggest sport events in North America, maybe. And it was shown on CBS, and Stephen Colbert through Paramount and whatever is the same network kind of a thing. And so I was like, it's on a Sunday. I mean, might as well. So I went back to the website where I already have the account, and unfortunately I need to change. I don't know how to make it to change because it still shows my maiden name. And now I have a new name since I got married. But I went to the website and I click saying that I want to attend. And not long after, unfortunately I don't remember how long after, maybe like a few days, I don't think it was within a week, I received the answer that I received a priority ticket. And I was like, well, priority ticket means that I am for sure going to get in. When you get a general ticket, that means that if you queue up and you are at the top of the queue, then there's like most likely a chance for you to get in. But if you are at the end of the queue, then you will be queuing for no reason. And so this was quite a few weeks before the event. Finally, the event comes. I go, obviously, the train doesn't, the subway doesn't cooperate with me. I get a bit nervous because my plan, on the email that I received with the confirmation, so before you get that, you get a confirmation and you get instructions. You are being told what you are allowed to bring with you, what you're not supposed to have with you, from what time to what time you're supposed to be there, and so on. And so it was written for priority tickets. The check-in is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, they were saying that they are going to record a live show in the evening after the Super Bowl. So normally they do this like at 3, 4 p.m., 5 p.m. or something like that. That's when they do the recording. But this was a special night. And I was like, okay, sounds great to me. So I get there because I was supposed to get between 8 and 9. They are saying that after 9 p.m., if you're not in the queue of priority tickets, you're going to be put in a general area, which meant that I wanted to get there between 8 and 9, and I got there at 8:20. There were already people queuing, and I'm like, wow, man, when did these people arrive? How, like, I don't know, because I don't think you are allowed to come earlier than that. But yeah, I don't know. The only place where you weren't allowed to queue up before, as far as I know, like really they were shooing you out, was the Seth Meyers, because it's in that building, 30 Rock building. It's like an important building, so you can't queue up within the building. The other ones, you queue up outside on the street, sidewalk, basically. Anyway, so what happens is that I get there at 8:20 p.m., and then I go in at 8:50. So they open the gates for us for priority somewhere around 8:50. Obviously, we go through security. They are checking our little, like I had a tiny bag, like a fanny pack. I had a fanny pack in which I had some ID, some money with me, and then I had an extra bag just in case. Like, I usually carry an extra bag with me wherever I go. Anyway, and so I was okay. It started to get very warm because it was kind of warmish inside. And on the other side of the wall from where I was kind of leaning on, there was a TV that was kind of, it was showing the game. Now, granted that last year I went to a Super Bowl party with my friend at my friend's place, but I have yet to understand the rules of this freaking sport. To the point, spoiler alert, to the point that when it was just about to finish, I was like, all I wanted to understand is like, is it done, the sport, or not? Because it kept happening. Again, I'm going to come back to this, talking about the sport a little bit. But it came back to, like, I thought that it was done, and then they kept playing. And I'm like, wait, it's not done? I thought that they scored. No, they didn't? Okay, whatever. So, that being said, I stayed there until 9:30. So, in between 8:50 and 9:30, we were told that we can go to the toilet if we want to. And they also have some snacks for us and water. And the snacks were like some pretzels or some chips, and then a bottle of water. And I went to the toilet, obviously, and then we started, as I was saying, around 9:30, we started moving to get inside of the, where the thing is being shot, where you see the public. If you are watching any of these TV shows, you know that you see a little bit of the public. The people cheering and so on, and then you are on the other side of the cameras. I mean, you're behind the cameras technically most of the time. So we were not allowed obviously to take any of the food with us, but I didn't truly want to eat that much, so I put my snacks in my bag, in my pocket, to be honest with you. And so we get in. We are being shown to our chairs. Like, they were asking, like, how many people there, how many people there, how many people there, how many people there. And since I was alone, they put me in a, like, last place on a row. But there were other two seats that were actually saved for something. I don't know exactly for what. So far, everything went okay, smooth organization. And I knew that it's going to take probably at least 1 hour more, because the general public, like the admission, they were supposed to check in and like to start coming in and so on, right? So I knew since I was priority that I'm going to hang out to my chair for a while. And then we people like you were not for a while you were allowed to leave your seat, and I was like, I don't know that I want that. And now I regret it because they also people got ice cream and solar glasses, which I'm going to talk to you about solar eclipse later on in another future episode. So we get. I'm staying there. I'm hanging out. I find out way later that they are doing that. And then at some point, we are being told that we cannot move anymore. Meanwhile, on the screens where you usually see like the sign applause or like the whatever they are screening during the show, they were showing the game. And also they were showing the game in the back. So if you have ever watched Stephen Colbert's show, you know that during the monologue, he has like a background in the back. Those are actual screens. So all of that was screens with the game. So people were like cheering or being like, oh no, and stuff like that during the whole time. I think we started actually recording around 11. But before that, let me tell you something else. Now I need to talk about the actual game. So there were two women on my left, which was the last two seats that were reserved. So I don't know why they were reserved and I don't know why they were put there. And the funny bit is that I'm either very small and short and all that, which I am, but I always feel like I have a false hope when I have to sit in a chair that there, oh my God, I'm actually have such a nice view, but then there's a person sitting in front of me. And again, I'm either very short, so I encounter this all the time, or I'm the unluckiest person alive because I feel like there's always someone very tall or very large sitting in front of me. And I look around and I'm like, how do they find me? And no, like, I have nothing against. It's just the fact that I was happy that I have a nice view. And then a big person comes right in front of me. So I lean a little bit to my left just to see if I lean a little bit to my left, am I going to see Stephen Colbert? I'm going to see, like, the area where they are, like, Stephen Colbert and the guests. And the other person that was on my left also leans towards me. And I didn't notice that. And then she looks at me and she's like, oh, sorry, I thought that you wanted to whisper something to me. And I'm like, no, what? That was very awkward. But she was laughing. I was laughing. It's like, okay. I was just confused. Like, what are you talking about? So before they are announcing that the stars, the guest stars that are going to be on the show are John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds and Jon Stewart. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I'm going to see these two people. Because last time I was kind of disappointed. Last time when I went to see, like, to see some big stars, Stephen Colbert, I saw Bill Clinton. And I mean, you don't need to be of a certain kind of a political, you know, you don't need to belong to a political thing to know that Bill Clinton is, to say the least, problematic. And so I was excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm finally going to see like some proper A stars. Like, I'm going to proper see A listed stars. Like, that's amazing. Okay, now the thing happens that the game that I don't understand, because I was really trying to understand the scores, like when it's 3, when it's 5, when it's whatever it is, they were shooting balls quite a lot, and my understanding was that that actually doesn't happen that much. And I know there's a lot of jokes, but I'm going to make the same joke. So you're telling me the football is usually not done with the foot that much during the game? Interesting. So I understand that we are actually, like, truly behind because the game won't freaking stop. The game won't stop. It takes a long while. If you've watched the game, you know what I'm referring to. If you don't watch the game and you are not interested in any of that, it also had Taylor Swift with her boyfriend. It was like a whole thing. And so these women, I think they were hating on Taylor Swift because they didn't seem to care that much for the other team to win, as it felt to me that they were more like wanting for the team of the Taylor Swift's boyfriend to lose. So we keep waiting and waiting, and then eventually we start with a comedian. So the comedian's name is Paul Mercurio. And I've seen him before. I know for a fact, 100% sure, it's the same comedian that usually opens up these kind of shows. And so he does, what he does is crowd work. He talks a little bit and then he asks people about stuff. It's giving me anxiety, the fact that he's asking people to come on the stage. So he's asking people to come on the stage and to... They are, at the end, they're taking pictures of them on the stage, which is amazing because I don't think that you can quite do that, because when you get in, you're supposed to just go to your seat. You don't go to take a picture of the set or something like that, especially since you are not allowed to use your phone. As soon as you get in, you're not allowed to be on your phone anymore. You can be on your phone before you get in. So that gives me anxiety, but it's a nice, you know, crowd work, like a couple, then some friends. It was kind of fun. He's being funny. He's being like whatever. He discovers that there's like a fuck friends situation within a group of friends. I don't know. It was kind of funny, all of that. Then obviously he tells us that we're supposed to be very cheerful and send the energy because they feed on our energy. And because it's live, we're supposed to be like extra, 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 extra. And it's going to be amazing and so on. Then the stage manager comes and he's telling us as well, like how he's going to direct us when to applaud and all of that. And then the band comes and they play a song, and we are on our feet because we have to dance a little bit and stuff like that. And as soon as the band comes, as soon as the band ends the song, immediately Stephen Colbert comes and he does this thing. And he was doing that last time as well, so I know for a fact that that's his thing. When he comes, he kind of does like a round, like he runs around us basically a little bit. And he then takes some questions, but like he's saying like, thank you so much for coming here and all that. And then he's taking questions, except I'm afraid that this question was not real because somebody says like, any questions? And then somebody comes really fast and he's like, yeah, you were the first one. And then the person asks, if I know that you love musicals, if you would be in a musical, what role would you like to? And he's like, have I thought about this before? And then he grabs a mic. He grabs a microphone from the band. And he starts performing, which I have to be completely honest, I do not know what was part of. Maybe it was from, I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want to sound even more stupid than... Like, I'm not stupid. I just don't have the knowledge. I don't know so many Broadway shows. I just don't know. So he performs like a minute or something like that of a song. And I'm like, what is going on? Because, like, he's moving and stuff. And I'm like, I feel a bit, I don't know that I want to see Stephen Colbert like this. I don't know. It was a bit too much for me. But also, I loved it. But I was like, I don't know why. It was a bit much. And then he takes a few other questions. We were being directed before, when you put out questions, don't ask for a selfie. Don't ask for a job. Don't ask, like, we were being told not to do this and this and this and that. So we were instructed a lot along the way, not to use our phones, not to do this, not to do that, and so on. So he's saying to us that he's gonna go to makeup and then He's gonna do the monologue and then the guests are gonna come and all that. So he doesn't go to makeup though. He stays by the desk. And then he goes away and then they are starting to shoot. Now, granted, I knew that it was 11:30 when they were supposed to go live. I know for a fact that it was 11:30 when they were supposed to go live. And it was kind of 11:20 or 11:30 or something like that when they actually went on. So I'm like, okay, so we are live. However, I don't see the sign that we are live, and I don't see anywhere, like, I don't see him, I didn't hear him saying, like, we are live, number one. And number two, I don't see the, on the screen, the fact that this is live. So I get confused because I knew that last time, like, in previous times when I watched his show that was live, he was making a very big point of mentioning that it's live. So that's a bit of a concern. And I'm like, huh, interesting how they don't want to, like, they're saying that it's live, but they're not saying that it's live. So are we live? Like, so that was a bit. Okay. So then we go with the monologue. The monologue was funny, obviously. We were laughing. We were clapping. At some point, yeah, you cannot see me if you are watching. Unfortunately, I'm staying literally in front of him. Like, I am in front of him behind the camera. So it's not shot there. It's shot on the other side, and it's shot up there, close to the ceiling. And then he has the monologue. And then we have a break, and then the camera moves. We have the music is musicking, obviously. The camera moves to the desk. And then I see like a bunch of people coming, and I felt like I knew. I was like, if it's Jon Stewart, I'm like, usually they have a segment with Jon Stewart living in under his desk. And I was like, they might be doing that. So I was like, was that one of the people, Jon Stewart? I'm not sure. And then they are recording the segment. Now, because I'm on the other side and because there are like two cameras that are very close, like for the close-up, I can barely see them. So I would rather look on the screen than to look through the cameras and through the people because I can barely see anything happening over there. And so they have a segment in which, if you've seen the episode, Jon Stewart comes up saying that he's going to start hosting the Daily Show. So he's moving out from under the desk. It's like a whole bit. And then they have a segment of showing the actual video. Like, let's go into the room and check your place so I can give you the deposit back. So that's the segment that was pre-recorded. And then Jon Stewart comes up from under the desk and he just kind of waves at us. And Stephen Colbert just said, like, Jon Stewart, everybody. And then he just disappears. Like, he just goes away. And then we are being told for the last... We're going to do the things backwards now. So we're going to record. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't stay here. Don't leave. We're going to record the ending of the show and then the next part. And so he records the... And that's it for tonight. Stay later for After Midnight with... I forgot his name and I love her so much. I forgot her name. Oh, my God. I cannot believe that. I cannot remember her name. A comedian. And then... Thank you, goodbye. And then he basically stands up and leaves. And then that's the end. And I was like, this is so weird. But also, isn't it kind of late, though? Are these people still coming? John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds? And then we're being told by Stephen Colbert. So I have to tell you guys something. And I didn't want to tell you before because I didn't want you to hate me. So you can hate me now, but John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds are not here. The interview with them was pretty, because they were saying, if you're going to look back, this is what he said, if you're going to look back, you're going to see that they are here. Unfortunately, they are not here because of the Super Bowl. They were at the Super Bowl, actually. And I'm sorry, I'm going to take two more questions, and that's the wrap for tonight. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I can't even understand it. Like, what? And it moves so fast that you don't even have time to react. Like, he dropped the news on us that this is actually the end of the evening. He takes two more questions, and then he's like, thank you, I really appreciate it. Like, he was really grateful and all that. And I'm like, all of them lied to us. Now, we had to leave, obviously. So I grabbed one more snack thing. I'm like, let me grab one more snack, whatever was left over. And then we are being given a T-shirt. And on the email, we received that we are going to get two VIP tickets for a next show whenever we want with no deadline. That we could just basically go with a friend. And the VIP means that we might be able to get, like, better seats, number one, and number two, maybe see behind the stage or something like that. Obviously, only for the days when there's availability. Like, you can't go to a sold-out show, basically, and ask because you are with a VIP ticket to just go in. So that being said, I felt a little bit like, damn. So don't trust the live thing anymore. Just don't trust it. And also, I'm like, so I don't know that it was worth it, to be honest with you. Also, I don't have any friends that would want to join me. So I guess I'm going to hold on to those tickets until either I'm going to make them available for my listeners. But I don't know how many listeners I have from New York, like people who are coming in New York. Number one. And number two, maybe I'm going to keep them for when I have some friends or relatives who are visiting me, and then we can go together to one of the shows. Because the regular kind of a show, I still think it's very interesting to see. I'm the only one that I'm like, I'm looking at the cameraman. I'm looking at the person who's dealing with the audience. I'm looking at the producer. I'm looking at the sound person. Like, I'm looking up to see the lights. Like, I'm so fascinated because I kind of work in the industry, more or less. So for me, it was fascinating. But unfortunately, this time around was a little bit of a fiasco, a little bit of a lie, a little bit of misspokening, if I can say it like that. And I don't necessarily regret it. Now, another thing that I want to say is that this place is very close to Times Square. It's just a few blocks away from Times Square. And so we left the place around 20 minutes past midnight. So again, I will remind you, I got there at 8:20, and then I left at 20 minutes past midnight. And that was with the priority ticket, just so you have an idea. And they did not have the interviews. They just did the monologue, a bit of the segment with Jon Stewart, and then the closing, and that was it. If you are considering to compare the hours and so on. The thing was that when I was coming around 8 p.m., Times Square was insane, as it usually is. But after midnight, it wasn't that crazy. So I highly suggest, if you do travel to New York and you are somewhere close in Manhattan, make the time to go to Times Square a bit after midnight, because you're going to see a different side of Times Square. Now, I don't usually go there. It's very touristic. People are like, oh, you're not a local if you go to Times Square, kind of a thing. But I do think, I remember, like, when I went there first time, like, the first few times when I got to New York and I went there as a tourist, I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is one of those big places that you've heard of. So I'm not saying you to avoid it. I'm just saying, if you do go to Times Square, make time to, or try to go after midnight as well, because you will see another side. And what I'm saying by that, there's always performers and so on, but it's not that crowded, or at least it wasn't in that specific day. And yeah, so that's literally what happened to my experience being again in the public of Stephen Colbert. But I'm curious to hear from you if you have ever been in the public or a background actor, actress, of any movie or TV show or reality show or anything like that. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening and for reviewing Traveling Inside Out. If you want to get in touch with me, send an email to podcast@alinaigrad.com. And remember, your outer journey begins with inner work. Until next time.